Welcome to episode 197 of Te Duo Di Gallo Bookmakers at teduodigallobookmakers.podbean.com. Today we're going to talk about three things. First, we're going to talk about what I didn't do, which is going to be quite lengthy. Then I'm going to talk about what I did, which is going to be quite short. And then I'm going to talk about something I've been working on, which is going to be long or short, depending on how much I talk about it. And it's been kind of an exciting week. I finished two scheduled books and gave them to the people who ordered them. And one is so happy they have already ordered one for next year, which is good. Gives me 12 months to procrastinate. I like a lot of time to procrastinate. And I distributed all of my Hunting Kanazawa language and guidebooks. I gave 5 to a souvenir shop who I asked to give to customers, not sell, because I can't sell them because of copyright issues. But I asked them to give, and they agreed to give. They'd show them to people and give them to whoever wants. I hope enough people like it that they will call me or email me and ask for some other stuff. That's what I did. That's pretty short. Made two scheduled books and distributed language and guidebooks. What I didn't do is edit my murder mystery that I was going to put up online last month. Now I'm going to work on doing it this month. A murder mystery called City of Cocks, and we are talking about biblical roosters, of course. And I have not finished two more scheduled books that have to come out in March. I have just finished organizing one, and the other one will be organized later today or tomorrow. I'm still working on adjusting stuff, and of course, checking the dates to make sure that the actual day is the actual date. So, you know, I've only checked it a million times. I might check it a few more million times just to make sure. And then, of course, someone will find a mistake. But that's life. So that's what I didn't do. Now, what I'm working on is my science fiction novel, which I have changed the plot. I did it one way, and it was getting kind of slow, and then I realized why. So I went back and I started rearranging the plot so that every chapter is moving the plot forward, and there are many questions and mysteries and suspense, hopefully. And at the same time, some philosophy about life. That's going to be ongoing, I think, for the next 2 or 3 months, which I hope to finish, though, in 2 or 3 months. And the other thing I've been working on is laying out a book that I'm going to give to someone called Don Quixote. Yes. Now, I can't sell it because I didn't translate it, so I'm not going to steal it from the translator. But I'm going to lay it out and make it, and then give it to someone who enjoys it. And the first time I did it, it was 700 pages, so I made some adjustments. Now it's only 650 pages. Still long, still Don Quixote, and still exciting, but it has to do more laying out. It's 650 pages is a lot to go through of small little details, but this is what bookbinding is about, making books. I am making a book. That's why it's taking me some time. Sci-fi novel, I have to write it first, and that's taking some time. And the City of Cocks murder mystery, it's written. I have to edit it again, look at it again. I think basically the plot is okay. I have to look at it again, make sure everything works out, and I want all the chapters to start on the same side, the right side of each page. So that's working on it. And my main goal for this next few days is making the two scheduled books that are that are required or needed must be finished before March, because the calendars on them start in April, but I want to finish them before March. Wow, that's what I've been up to. That's what I've been doing. And now something you can do. It's free. If you go to Apple Books or Amazon and look up my name, you'll find two short stories that are free. And you will find two collections of short stories that are not free, but fairly cheap. I think they're $2.99. They might be different on Amazon. But the two free ones are quite nice, and I think you'll enjoy them. And if you read them, you can even email me and say why you didn't like them, or why you liked them, or what happened when you did it. But please enjoy reading those. They're on Apple Books, Amazon, Nook, and Barnes & Noble, if it's still up. And they are called In a Quiet Little Bar on the Coast, and hold on a second, let me check. And the other one is called Monkey Dick and I, and that one is about a man and his daughter and finding a better life for the daughter. Those two are free, The Merchant of Venus and Monkey Dick and I. The two books are The Merchant of Venus and Other Stories and This Giant Frothy Thing, Love and Terror in Tokyo, both of which you can purchase. I believe they're, yes, $2.99. The two short stories are free. Please enjoy those, and I hope I will have another book for you up soon. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you again.